Good morning, or good afternoon. We'll do the scripture reading, which is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11.
我们今天要读经, 在腓立比书2章5到11节。
In your relationships with one another, have the same attitude of mind Christ Jesus had.
We'll read together.
Okay. Who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Should I read this in English at this point in time, or are we good? Okay. As I said, good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we are going to talk about a living sacrifice.
今天首先要跟大家说下午好，我们要借着这个时间来讲神让我们做活祭。
What do you think of when you hear the word sacrifice? For me, several pictures come to mind.
当你听到这个活祭，这个牺牲的这个词，你会有什么想法？ 对我来说，我会想到以下几点。The
first picture comes from the sport of baseball. When a batter bunts the ball with a runner on base, he does so knowing that he will be thrown out at first.
首先一个就是我想到的就是打垒球，如果有一个人看见就是这个击手吧，如果看见有人在这个已经在垒上，他要做一个牺牲，那么他要让前面的人这个往前移动。But
his bunt is intended to advance the base runner, giving the team a better chance for a score. The batter sacrifices his personal batting statistics for the sake of the team.
他虽然出局，但是他前面的人可以有更好的机会来得分。In
a few weeks, London, England will host the Summer Olympics, and many of us will watch some of the world's finest athletes compete for bronze, silver, and gold medals.
再过几个星期，伦敦奥运会就要开幕了，那我们差不多每个人都想看这个世界上最好的这运动员。
Most of these athletes have spent their lives with hopes of a medal and the fame that comes with being the very best in their sport. These athletes and their families have sacrificed their finances and sacrificed their time to make their dreams come true. Another picture of sacrifice that comes to mind is parenting. Some of you here have parents and family who have sacrificed their comfort and money and time to give you a better life.
另一个就我脑海里出现的就是父母，你们当中有很多人都是父母，也有你们自己的父母和家庭，他们牺牲了自己的
And some of you, parents here, are sacrificing even today, sometimes setting aside your own goals and dreams so that your children can have a better life. Our national celebration of Independence Day is this week. I think of the women and men who have gone to war and sacrificed their lives to fight for our freedom.
这个星期就我们会庆祝美国的独立节，那我想，这个有很多在战场上的这个男人，男士女士，他们为了自己的国家，为了这个他们在牺牲自己的生命。
I am reminded of a 20-year-old corporal named Jason Hill, who was killed in Afghanistan last year. His platoon was surrounded by the Afghanistan Taliban, and they were outnumbered 5-1.
我记得有一个20岁的陆战队员，他的名字叫Jason Hill，他去年在阿富汗战死，他的部队。 被这个塔利班包围，他们5-1。
Jason, who was not married, knew that all the other men in his platoon were married with children. He told his commanding officer and his fellow soldiers to escape while he held off the enemy.
Jason呢，他没有结婚，可是他的这个队友呢，他的战友都结婚，而且有孩子。 所以呢，他就告诉这个他的这长官，还有他的这个战友们说，他来这个把敌人引开，让他们逃走。Like
in a war hero movie, though this was real life, Jason held the enemy at bay from his machine gun position until he was finally shot dead by enemy fire. His entire platoon escaped. Jason sacrificed his life for his platoon.
这就像电影里头所描述的，但实际上是发生在真实的事情。Jason呢，他用他自己的这个机关枪压住敌人的火力，而他的战友就用这个机会就逃离。可是呢，他最后却是被击中而丧命。Each
of these pictures show us a snapshot of the idea of sacrifice. But none of these capture the depth and the breadth of the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary. Let's look at our passage of Scripture, the memory verse, again, and see what Paul had to say about this.
我们回到我们刚才所读的那经句。
In Romans 12:1, Paul writes, Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
在罗马书12:1节，保罗这样说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
What I would like to do this morning is to look at this verse a little deeper. What is Paul thinking when he says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice?
我愿意在这个时候，看这段经文，更深的，从一个更深的角度来看这段经文。 保罗他在说把身体献上当作活祭，究竟是什么意思呢？
Let's pray. Father, take your words and my words, and by your Holy Spirit, we ask that you would make them life and light to us. May we become living sacrifices to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祷告，天父，借着你的圣灵，求你让我们让这些话成我们生命的亮光。靠主耶稣基督的圣灵，阿门。
So what was Paul saying and thinking when he urged the brothers and sisters in Rome to offer their bodies as living sacrifices? What did Paul mean?
所以当保罗在说或者在想，他叫这些弟兄姐妹们罗马的信徒们把自己身体当作活祭献上，他究竟在想什么保罗说的这些话究竟是什么意思呢？
I would like to suggest three meanings that Paul had in mind. They are listed in the bulletin notes.
我愿意在在这里说三方面的意思，他们都是在这个今天的这个布告上都可以看到。
First, Paul believed that offering your body as a living sacrifice was an act of worship. In fact, he says as much at the end of verse 1. This is true and proper worship. This is a spiritual act of worship.
第一点，保罗认为把自己的身体献上当作活祭是一个崇拜的行动。事实上他是这样说，在这个罗马书十二章一节的最后说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
In order to get a better idea of what Paul means by worship in this verse, we need to review the sacrificial worship system in the Old Testament.
为了更好地理解这段话，我们需要花点时间在这个旧约关于献祭的事上，我们需要花点时间。
While the book of Romans is written to both Jew and Gentile believers in Rome, it is clear from the first half of Romans that Paul is writing to those familiar with the Old Testament laws.
罗马书是对这个当时信主的犹太人和这外邦人他们在罗马，不过也是很清楚的，这个保罗所说的上半部分是针对那些有这个旧约背景的犹太人所说的。
They would be familiar with the sacrificial worship system first described in Leviticus 1 through 6. However, sacrifice goes back to the beginning of the Bible.
这些人对这个利未记所讲一到六节一到六章所讲的这个献祭制度很熟悉，不过呢，这个献祭却是在很早以前就有的。
In Genesis 4, we find the story of Cain and Abel and their offerings to God of the fruit of their crops and the firstborn of their flock. Apparently, even by this time, they had some experience and had some teachings about sacrificial offerings.
那么在创世纪第四章，我们知道这该因和亚伯的故事，他们给神献祭把他们出生的粮食和这个和这个家畜都送献给神，也就是说在那个时候他们就有这个就被教导说要献祭。
In Genesis 8, Noah offers a burnt offering, and in Job 1, we find that Job did as well. Abraham, in obedience to God, intended to sacrifice his son Isaac, and Jacob worshipped God with sacrificial offerings in the desert.
创世纪第八章，挪亚呢献了一个燔祭。那么在这个约伯记的第一章，我们看到约伯也是做同一件事情。亚伯拉罕呢，为了听从神，想要把自己的孩子就是以撒献上。那么这些都是这个牺牲的祭。
After the Israelites left Egypt, God, through Moses, instituted the sacrificial worship system for the Israelites. There are five types of sacrificial offerings that God planned.
以色列人在这个在出埃及之后在旷野中啊，摩西教他们这个怎么建立了这个献祭的制度啊，总共有五种啊祭，这个上帝让他们让以色列人献。
The first type of offering is the burnt offering described in Leviticus chapter 1. This offering was of an animal, a bull, a lamb, a goat, or a dove without blemish. It was voluntary, and it emphasized devotion to God.
第一种献祭就是燔祭，是在这个利未记第一章所描述的。这种祭物呢，是一个动物，是一只公牛或者公羊，公羊或者是一只鸽子，是一个没有瑕疵的动物。这个献祭是完全自愿的，为了强调对神的忠诚。
The second type of sacrifice is the grain offering described in Leviticus chapter 2. This non-animal offering was associated with the gift of first fruits and a request for God's blessing on labor.
第二种献祭是叫做素祭，是在利未记第二章所描述的。它不是用这个不是用动物，而是用这个用初熟的果子献上的。这是为了向神索取这个关于他们辛劳的这个祝福。
The third type of sacrifice is the peace offering described in Leviticus chapter 3 and 7. This peace offering was an animal, and it was used on occasions of thanksgiving, vows, and communal events.
第三种祭就是在利未记第三章或第七章所描述的平安祭。这是用动物献祭，是用来向神感谢、许愿等等。
The fourth type of sacrifice is the sin offering described in Leviticus chapter 4 and 5. This offering provided atonement for unintentional sins and for original sin nature.
第四种祭就是赎罪祭，是为了这个无意的犯罪，或者是由于我们本身这个由自然带来的罪行而献祭。
The fifth type of sacrifice is the trespass offering described in Leviticus chapters 5, 6, and 7. The trespass offering was intended for sins against community and included restoration of offenses.
第五种祭就是叫做赎嫌祭，是在利未记的第五章、六章和第七章所描述的。献这个祭的目的是为了，如果在这个在他们的会员中，如果得罪了，有得罪人，然后呢，为了重新恢复这些关系而所献的。
While all of these sacrifices are acts of worship, and all of these foreshadow Christ in particular ways, I want to highlight the first one, the burnt offering, because I believe that this is the type of sacrifice Paul was talking about in the first verse of Romans.
所有这些献祭呢，都是预表着耶稣。不过我想强调是第一种献祭，也就是燔祭，因为我认为这个就是保罗在罗马书上所说的。
As I said, the burnt offering was a voluntary sacrifice of an unblemished animal and was not intended to atone for sin. It was sacrificed by the one bringing the offering and was intended as an act of worship by proclaiming thanks and devotion to God.
就像我刚才所说的，燔祭呢是一个自愿的祭，是用了一个没有瑕疵的动物，它也不是为了赎罪而用。这种祭是为了向神敬拜，就是感谢。 谢神的作为。
All of the sacrifices had provisions for part of the meat or grain to be eaten by the priest or community, except the burnt offering. For a burnt offering, the entire sacrifice was to be consumed on the altar.
刚才所说的所有的献祭都是用这个有一部分这个粮食或者是肉就会给这个献祭的祭司或者是他们其他会员用，除了这个燔祭，燔祭是要完完全全的烧掉，在祭坛上烧掉。
In Leviticus 1:9, it says that the burnt offering has an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Paul uses a similar phrase in Romans 12:1 when he refers to the living sacrifice as holy and pleasing to the Lord.
在利未记一章九节。那里说到燔祭呢有一个馨香的火祭，那里是用这样描述的。保罗呢在罗马书十二章一节，也用这个，如果用这个火祭，这样呢也就是表示来神所喜悦的。
Can you see what Paul might have been thinking? I believe he was urging us and the believers in Rome to voluntarily bring our bodies.Our whole bodies, our entire selves, in thanksgiving and devotion to God.
现在你可以看到保罗究竟是要想告诉我们什么？我认为保罗是要我们，也要这个所有的信徒，在罗马的信徒，自愿的把自己的身体，我们完完全全的身体献上，为了感谢神。
Now, Jesus offered himself as the final and complete sacrifice for our sin. He fulfilled the sin offering and the trespass offering on the cross of Calvary. He was able to do it because he was without blemish, without sin.
耶稣把自己当作最后的完完全全的为了我们的罪所做的奉献。他呢死在十字架上，就完成了这个罪的献祭。他能够这样做，是因为他没有罪，是个完全的。
We could not present our own bodies as a sin offering. No matter how good we are, we sin against God, and that sin keeps our bodies from being a perfect sacrifice for sin.
然而，对我们自己来说，我们不能把自己当作赎罪祭。不管我们怎么好我们还是与神为敌我们的罪的身体不让我们自己成为一个完完全全的赎罪祭。
But the good news is that because of Christ's sacrifice, we have been made new and clothed in Christ's holiness. So now we can offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.Unblemished and holy because of Christ and therefore pleasing to God.
我好消息就是因为基督的献祭我们呢是在主里他的圣洁里头成为新人，所以呢我们现在可以把自己当作活祭献上，而且呢是没有瑕疵的，因为有基督，所以呢我们成为他所喜爱的。
We can offer ourselves, as Paul urges, to fulfill the burnt offering and become living sacrifices by freely giving our entire lives to Him in thanksgiving and praise.
我们现在可以自由的，就像保罗所要我们所劝勉的，我们能把自己当作一个燔祭，也可以变成一个活祭，这样的献给主。
In Hebrews chapter 13, the author similarly says, Therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. This is our true and spiritual act of worship.
希伯来书十三章，那里也讲过同样的话。我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞
So the first meaning of offering our bodies as a living sacrifice is an act of worship. The second meaning listed in your notes is an expression of love.
所以呢, 把自己的身体当作活祭献上, 是, 啊, 崇拜的一个行, 啊, 一个行动。 那么在这个我们今天, 啊, 我们今天的, 布告上说的第二条, 那么是一个爱的表现。
In John 3:16, we find that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. In John 15, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down his life for his friends."
在约翰福音3章16节，我们可以看到，神爱世人，他将他的唯一的儿子赐给世界。在约翰福音的15章13节，耶稣也说。
Laying down one's life, offering it up as a sacrifice, is the ultimate expression of love. There is no greater expression of love.
为人而舍命, 把它当成一个牺牲, 这是这个, 爱的表现的最高形式, 没有, 爱心没有比这个更大。
Many years ago, there was a girl who was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery would be a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother, who had survived the same disease and had developed the antibodies needed to combat the illness.
那么治疗这种病的唯一的方法是做一个血的移植，要从他5岁的弟弟。那么这个弟弟呢是患同一种病，而他自己却好了，而且呢他建立了一种抗体来对付这种病。
The doctor explained the situation to the boy and asked the little boy if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister. He hesitated for only a moment before taking a deep breath and saying, "Yes, I'll do it if it will save her."
那第医生就向这个小男孩解释了这种情形，就问这个小男孩他是不是愿意把他的血输给他的姐姐。那么这个小孩呢，用了一会儿就毫不犹豫地说，我愿意，我愿意这样做，为了救我的姐姐。
As the transfusion progressed, the boy lay in the bed next to his sister while the color returned to his sister's cheeks. Then the little boy's face grew pale, and he looked up at the doctor and asked with a trembling voice, "Will I die right away? Will it hurt?"
那么这个小女孩的脖子，这个脸颊上这个就会恢复了血色，然后这个小男孩的脸就变得苍白，然后他就问这个医生，他有点发抖，用发抖的声音说，我会不会死，会不会很疼？
The boy had misunderstood the doctor. He thought he would have to give his sister all of his blood in order to save her. He had offered his life as an expression of love for his sister.
这个小男孩误会了医生的意思，他以为他要把自己所有的血都献给他的姐姐，他呢用他的行动来为他，来证明他爱他的姐姐。
Yet this first verse in Romans 12 calls us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. We are urged to express our love in our day-to-day living. This sacrificial expression of love is a matter of surrender of our lives to our Lord.
但是在罗马书这12章1节，叫我们把身体献上，当作活祭。我们是被呼吁要把我们每天的爱活出来，要我们的这个奉牺牲的方式表达这个爱，是为了把我们对神献出所有的。
We see how Jesus models this in the passage from Philippians that we read today. Who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant.
我们今天读到腓立比书2章5到11节，我们会看到耶稣是怎么为我们做出榜样。
In John chapter 13, we find the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And afterwards he said to them, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done.
约翰福音13章，耶稣也为我们做了他的榜样，他为他的门徒洗脚。
The authors of the New Testament refer to themselves as servants of the Lord. As living sacrifices, their expression of love for God was to choose to serve God with all their being.
新约的作者总是把他们自己当成神的仆人，如果谈成活祭，那么他们对神的爱，也就是说选择做神的仆人，为其他人，不是其他人。
I have a photograph of me in my yard with my son when he was 4 years old. I am mowing the lawn, and he is walking next to me in his pajamas, pushing his toy lawnmower. His love for me was expressed in his desire to do what I was doing and to do it with me.
在我家的后院有一幅照片，是我跟我的儿子他的4岁的时候照的。我在割草，他呢穿着他的背心，推着他自己的这个他的玩具割草机在我的旁边。
When we love Jesus, we desire to be like Jesus and to do what he is doing. We will offer our lives in service to others as Jesus did.
当我们说我们爱耶稣，效法耶稣，做他所做的，我们就会像耶稣显现给我们那样服侍他人。
We have so far described Paul's appeal to offer our life as a living sacrifice as first an act of worship, and second, an expression of love. The third meaning listed in your bulletin is as a reasonable response.
崇拜的行动，第二个意思要有爱的表现。现在我们说第三个意思，也就是在这个我们的节目单上所说的，是一个合乎中道的反应。In
the original Greek, the last words of our verse are literally translated as follows, which is your reasonable worship. So what did Paul mean when he said that the sacrifice of our life was a reasonable thing?
那么在这个希腊原文这段话，它的意思也就是说，我们所做的是合乎逻辑的，是应当做的。所以呢，保罗要我们把我们的生命献上，那么是
I believe the answer is found by looking at our verse in the context of the whole book of Romans. We see that our verse starts with the word therefore. This is a transition word, meaning that what comes after it is dependent upon what came before it.
为什么这么说呢? 我认为这个答案就是在这个 整个罗马书整本书里头 因为我们看到刚才那句话是说 所以 也就是说这个是接着这个其他的部分而来的
When Paul says Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. He is basing this appeal on what has been discussed in chapters 1 through 11. So then we should briefly look at what's been discussed.
Okay, 那么保罗在这里说, 因此我向你们呼吁, 不要把自己 由于神的恩慈，要把自己当作活祭献上。他呢，就是在，他就是根据他在前面1到10节所说的，我们呢现在就回头看看这些，很简单的看看他以前所说的。
Paul begins the letter to the believers in Rome whom he has not met with a 17-verse introduction about his calling and faith, including the words, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
在罗马书的前第一章的时候，他介绍那些他本来这封信是对这个他没有见到的罗马那些信徒，他用了17节来介绍，其中也包括他自己所说的。
Paul then starts with, The wrath of God has been revealed. And for several chapters, he discusses how all of us have sinned and all of us fall short of the glory of God, both Jew and Gentile alike.
然后保罗向我们说，神的愤怒就在这里显明了。
In the next few chapters, Paul outlines how the solution for our sin is not our lineage, not our good deeds, but it is only found in the righteousness of Christ, which we receive through faith.
那接下来几章，保罗就在说。 这个解决的方式不是在我们自己怎么好怎么做什么工作，而是说在于这个从基督来的义，也就是说我们通过信心所得到的。In
chapters 6 through 8, Paul describes how we were once slaves to sinful behaviors, but have been set free from that slavery. And while we struggle with sin, we have the power to overcome by living a spirit-empowered life.
从第六章到第八章，保罗叙述我们怎么从前是罪的奴仆，但是我们却释放了这个捆绑。当我们跟罪征战的时候，我们有能力借着
Chapters 9 through 11 remind us that God is both sovereign and merciful. In chapter 9, verse 15, Paul quotes, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
9到11章，保罗提醒我们。 神是有主权的，而且他是怜悯的。在第九章第十五节，保罗从这个出埃及记选了一句经文：“我要怜悯谁，就怜悯谁；要恩待谁，就恩待谁。”So
chapter 12, verse 1, begins with a transition in the book of Romans. It says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
所以呢, 12章第一节, 这里就接着说, 我以神的慈爱劝你们等等。
What is this mercy of God that Paul is talking about? It is summarized in Romans 6:24. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
我们这里说的神的慈悲究竟是指什么？我们可以在罗马书的6章24节找到，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Here's what Paul is saying in the first 11 chapters of Romans. You were once spiritually dead in your sin, destined for God's wrath. But by God's mercy, you were made alive through faith in Christ and given eternal life.
这里就是保罗所说的，你们从前死在过犯中，但是由于神的恩典，你们有了新的生命。
Paul was saying it in another way as well. He said, you were once slaves to sin. Essentially, you had offered your bodies as living sacrifices to sin. But by God's mercy, the Spirit has set you free from slavery to sin.
保罗用一个同样的方法来叙述，他说你们从前是这个罪的奴仆，但是呢，你们现在却被释放出来。
Paul, writing in Ephesians, states similarly, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in sin. It is by grace you have been saved.
在以弗所书，保罗用同样的话讲，这里说是第2章的第4节，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过分中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So, if indeed we were dead in sin and have now been made alive in Christ, is it not a reasonable response that we should offer our life back to the one who has shown us such great mercy?
所以呢，如果确实我们曾经死在罪中，而由于基督我们活过来，难道我们不应当这个向我们施恩的施予这种回报吗？
Alexandre Dumas is an author who is most famous for writing The Three Musketeers. He also wrote a novel entitled The Count of Monte Cristo.
大仲马是这个三个火枪手的作者，当然他写了另外一本很有名的小说叫做《基督山伯爵》。
In that story, the lead character, Dantes, is forced into a knife fight to the death with a criminal named Jacopo. Dantes overcomes Jacopo and has the opportunity to kill him, but chooses to spare his life.
他要做一个生死的决斗，他战胜了加克巴，要有机会要把这个人杀掉，但是他选择了饶这个人的命。Jacopo,
knowing that he faced death, but was shown great mercy, chose to take that life that he was given back, and he became Dante's faithful and loyal servant to the end.
该死，但是呢，他却被饶恕，所以呢，他就用这条命和这个邓提斯做了朋友，而且对他忠心耿耿，一直到最后。
Offering ourselves as a living sacrifice is indeed a reasonable response in view of God's great mercy to us. Offering ourselves as a living sacrifice is also an expression of love and an act of worship.
Paul 崇拜的一个行动，也是我们表示爱的一个，我们对爱的一个表现。
Given the compelling meaning and reasons for offering ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, the remaining question is, how do we do that?
那我们讲到了这个把我们身体献上当作活祭的意义，那么剩下的问题是说我们怎样做。
Verse 2 of chapter 12 gives us a start. It says, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
12章2节给了我们一个很好的开始。那你说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验为何为神的良善、善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
If we desire to be living sacrifices, we will want to know God's good and pleasing and perfect will. Paul says it starts with not being conformed to this world, but rather having your mind transformed.
如果我们愿意把自己献上，那么我们就会想知道神何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。那保罗在这里告诉我们，第一条就是不要这个效法这个世界。
There are many ways we conform to the patterns of this world. The influences from the media, such as TV, movies, internet, etc., continuously drum the rhythm of this world into our souls. We need to be transformed.
我有许多方法我们可以效法这个世界。那么在当今的社会有电视，有电影，有这个互联网。他们对我们的这个生命，对我们的这个灵命都有很大的影响。
The desire for comfort and ease, the need for meaningful careers, the striving after power, the lure of entertainment and fantasy, all these temptations are patterns of this world which we do not want to conform to. We need to be transformed.
对舒适和安逸的欲望，成功事业的需求，追求更大的权利，享受更多的娱乐或刺激等等，这些都是世界给我们带来的，这些诱惑都不是我们当效法的模式。
In order to be transformed, we need to attend to the renewing of our minds. This renewal is the work of the Holy Spirit accomplished with our obedience to His prompting.
我们为了要更新，我们就要随我们的心意。那么这可以用圣灵教导我们的。
Spend time with God in prayer.
我们要花时间在对神的祷告上。
Spend time reading the Bible.
我们要花时间读圣经。
Spend time in fellowship with other believers.
我们要花时间跟其他的弟兄姐妹交通。
By spending time with God, His Word, and other believers, the Holy Spirit will transform you so that you are no longer conforming to the patterns of this world.
假如你花时间给神，给读圣经，花时间给其他的信徒，那么圣灵就会领导你，更新，这样呢，你就不会效法这个世界。
In Romans 6, Paul says, Thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
那么在保罗在这个罗马书六章保罗说我们感谢神，虽然我们以前是罪的奴仆，我们现在却是在心里顺服神，那么我们就从罪的捆绑中释放出来，成为义的奴仆。
When we conform to the patterns of this world, we are offering ourselves to sin. But when we follow the pattern and teaching of Christ, the Spirit will transform us into women and men of Christ-like character.
如果我们效法这个世界，我们就是把自己献给罪。但是如果我们效法基督的教导， 圣灵，我们就会把自己变成这个像神一样的性格。
Join me this morning in choosing to become living sacrifices to God.
今天跟我在一起选择我们成为神的牺牲。
It is an act of worship.
它是我们崇拜的行动。
It is an expression of love.
它是我们表示爱的一个形式。
It is a reasonable response to His mercy.
它是我们对他的慈悲的反应的一个形式。
Repeat this prayer with me in your heart if you wish.
如果你能可以的话，跟我一起祷告。
Father, in view of your mercy, I offer myself as a living sacrifice to you today.
天父，靠你的慈悲，我今天把我当成牺牲，当成活祭献上。
I desire that my life be holy and pleasing to you.
我愿意我的生活变得圣洁，而且蒙你喜悦。
Empower me by your Spirit to a life of obedience to you.
让你的圣灵给我力量，让我能够完完全全顺服你。
Amen.
Amen.